let's go further. Let's leave what we did yesterday, unless someone has something to say. But let's leave it. So we have Reiki Vegas Kasha. And it seems rather the Granat is the one that's famous answers here. But the problem is that there are different versions of what the Granat said. That seems to be. There's two different Granats. And the Rav Chanan. Let's maybe start with Rav Chanan and try to read Rav Chanan. Rav Chanan is very unclear. So let's read him. That's a good place to start when someone's unclear, right? So it's the Rav Chanan. We sent it out. The Kobe Shiurim is page Rej Hey Oisai Bava Basra. Yesh Lo Migi De Lekua. Hikshu Kiva Eger Begin Hashas. So no, it's just time with the migui. Why does Saivis need migui? It's not necessary. Well, the name and number to quote Mishon the Shah Brishuso Harbe Umukacha Kaisa Shalom. In other words, Ricky Vegar understands that Shah Harbe is a raya. And that's why you're Neman to say Lakafti, because you have a raya. Okinami and Neman Amar Neosi Semi Taima. The Mukakshu Shalom. If Shah Harbe is a raya. And it's a raya that beats the marikama and tells us that you bought it. So who then will beat the marikama, whatever it is, and tell us that you built it yourself? So therefore, well, we should just use the raya of Shah Harbe. Why in the world does Sisus need the migui? Right? That's Reiki Vegas Kasha. Shemati the Taris. Ukimiduma b'shem. I don't know what Klav starts. Kvoid, probably. I'm not sure. Again, Ram Naftali. Truck. Zau. Haram Iradin. Interesting. I never saw. I don't know. I don't remember Radin being spelled like that. Usually Radin has an out. Radin. Radon. Okay. To hold the show, Brishu so harbe. Hey, Berusho, does Avi Ochoko Davi Shalom? Show Harbe is not a raya. Ella, does that miss Sadek Hakta Shutin or Kapti Adadi? You're not going to have Shutin or Kapti Adadi when it's Show Harbe. Okay. And the Otto Show Shutin Hey, the Yakpedia item. Who made it and then maybe ties the Kuaf? Well, either or you should him. So this is a big question, what these words mean. We can please underline that, but we'll come back to this. Okay, so what's he saying to answer the question? Someone want to volunteer?
It sounds like he's saying that it's a tfisa lachar shana lara safek, you know, the conventional way that we understood it. And he's saying that two different tainas over here. And the taina of Aranyasisiya, then it's a Tfisarachash and a letter Safik. That Safik was already, you know, when the Kaisal was up. But the Gabi, the taina of the Lekucha, which is after the Kaisal fell, then it's not a Tfisarachash and a letter Safik.
And why do you win, though?
A Muksak now.
Okay. And so why don't you have a Muksak? Even when without Shah Harbe, you're also Muksik.
So that should talk from a Kapti Adadi.
Okay, so you know, it sounds like he's being Mechadesh. I would say two Chidushim. That, you know, there's the we have to be for the normal, you know, they say the Pashup Shot and what he's being Mechadesh. The Pashup Shot is Shutim Lo Kapti Adadi does not deny that he's still Muksik. So it goes off your Muksik. Right, because muksik doesn't supply the fact that you're muksik does not in any way prove that it's yours. Shor shenogach al parah Benimsa Ubra Vesida, so Lechse Rishuze Deman Kaime, that Tfisa doesn't prove that it's yours. It was happened to, coincidental. The animal happened to be in your Rishus. Where the wall fell, the Bais Valia. The wall happened, gravity made it fall in your Rishus. There's no Raya. I mean, the talk from Kohen, the Pesavik Bechor was no doubt in the Rishus of the Israel, of course, because he owns a mother. It's not a Raya that it wasn't the Bechor. He came along the Kohen and grabbed it. Surely not a Raya that it is. He got it because he grabbed it. So most Muksiks, the fact that you're holding a guy, a Mal Van Loive, and I say I pay, we don't know if I paid or not. So I'm Muksik in the money. Most Muksiks don't prove that anything. It's not a beer. Muksik is a din. So therefore, Pashtus, even Shutvin, and even Geidris, also have Muksik. The fact that Geidris is no better than Takfun Kohen, which is a Muksik. If you hold Takfun Kohen, if you hold Tfisa Akashon HaSafek works. So the Kohen is considered Muksik when he grabbed it. So the fact that Geidris walked, so what? So the Parshup shot in the Pashas is that Geidris, Shutfim have Muksik. However, Muksik alone would not win because Muksik is when it fights a Marikama by Geidris and by Shutfim, the Muksik is fighting a Marikama. Muksik against a Marikama, Muksik loses. Marikama is stronger than a Muksik. In order to beat a Marikama, the size of Muksik, you need a completely different force called a Raya that I'm holding it. Because how did I get it if it's not mine? So and that is what the combination of the muksik plus kazaka mata shalo is what goes ahead.
What's wrong with a taina?
What?
I have a marikama, I have a taina. What do I need a raya? I need a taina.
Muksik versus a marikama. I don't know who wins.
Muksik, I'm holding it.
Muksik, so I'm saying, according to the simple shot, we have the kiyas and shots that without show harbe, a shutif does not win. You cannot taina lakakti without show harbe. By Geidris, you can't tie to the Kakti. Why not? You're Muksik.
By Geidris, because it's not that, because of the fact that
you're Muksik. You're holding it. And by Shutfin, I'm holding it.
Because you always need a Taina. Because we need a Taina.
I'm Taining.
What's a Taina?
I bought it.
Taina, you bought it?
Yes. Well,
maybe that's good. Maybe that's good.
True. Geidris, Taina, and Chazaka.
But if I bought it, I
have no proof. So, but that's a halacha. Geidris einem chazaka. And even here, I shoot them. It's only if it's show harbe. If it would be show harbe, you would lose. Muksik.
But we already established that's because it's a different din of already ois kapaskin. We already went through.
But ois kapaskin, no.
Different type of muksik than type of chazaka. We already did this.
Times, no. There was never Paskin on the Shida of boarding. It was only Paskin on the Shida that who built it. That's what Rebbe Chanan says. It's a when you come in and you claim you bought it, it's a brand new Shida, the brand new Machloikas. I walk in and I say I bought it. A brand new Shida. We never Paskin that Shida. That's not Tfisa. That's Tfisa Kodim Shinoda the Safek. The Safek is Nida when I make my Taina, the brand new Shida. So I have Geidris. I'm holding your cow, and I say I bought it. Shutfim, I'm holding your whatever it was Shutfim, and I say I bought it. Why don't I win?
Who says you don't? How do you know?
That's a Gemara of Geidris, and that's a Gemara over here that Taisa says that the only way you'd be Nemet to say you bought it if it be Shoh Harbe. Without show harbe, you wouldn't be nabbed. Are you claiming you bought it? But Taiva says you only because you claim only because you it was show harbe. So it's that's klar in the din. The din is gaidrus einem chazaka, even though you claim you bought it, even though it's visa acher shenodan asafek, kodem shenodan asafek, gaidrus is visa kodem shenodan asafek, you're not believed to say you bought it. So the shaita is why. So there's two shatim. There's the simple pashtus shtibub shat, so to speak, and then there's supposedly what the granada is mechadish.
Rabbi, there's a tfisa achanel asafik.
It's tfisa kodem shenod al asafik.
So before he makes a taina, is that tfisa achanel shenod asafik? Before he opens his mouth, it's sitting in his one person.
That's tfisa kodem shenod al asafik. He's holding it, and then he comes into bezin, and he says, I bought it.
Before he says he bought it, we just told him that wasn't good, right? Before
that wasn't good for building, but he's signing something else. The Rav Chanan said it's the Feirish.
I don't know Rav Chanan yet. I just all I know is one thing. If he's holding it right now, he says Benisi, he wins. He made a mistake and he said Lakachti. Again, Benisi, he loses. He says Lakachti.
Right, because Benisi,
right? Now he said, no, your tweet is good to go.
Benisi, we paskined already. Benisi, the suffix was Noiran as soon as the wall was up before he became in his Rishus.
But now Lakachti destroys it.
The suffix is only once he claims it. Rav Chanan says it's but black and white.
How can this kind of destroy the tzisa?
Okay, I don't know. That's how it is. Well, Rav Chanan says it because the suffix is a new suffix. Lakachti is a brand new suffix. Since Lakachti is a brand new suffix, so it's a we start again, and now he's holding it. So it's visa kodem shenod al asafek.
Because why do we need Shaul Harbe? Every time he has Benisi, every time he should win with just the fact that he could have said Lakachti.
That's exactly what I'm asking. Yeah, I'm asking a question. That's like why we know that Shioni Nam with Shaul Harbe. We know that Gaidrus Einem Chazaka. Why shouldn't you believe? It's visa kodem shenod al asafek. Rav Chanan says beferish. This is called feast like Kodem Shazak. He says it befesh in this piece. He said that piece.
It's feast of Kodem, even feast of Lakachti?
If he says Lakachti, it's feast of Kodem Shazak.
It's Kodem?
Yes, that's what he says.
Right. What? Three
lines from the bottom of the back.
When
line.
Was the Suffolk Nolan?
The Suffolk is not when he tines Lakachti. We look at the Rav Chanan, the three lines in the balance page. But Tainus Lakuach, Lo Shayek Mamar David Tvisa La'ach Hashon HaTzafek. The Toin Ach Shav Lakha. So the Tvisa was either Kodem or B'shosh Shonot HaTzafek. There's no Psul of Tvisa Ach Hashon HaTzafek. That's what he says. So when you Tainus Lakachti, the din is by Gaidrus you lose. The din is by without show harbin you lose. I the chayra you're muksik. So the simple, so to speak, shtivob shot, which I'm sure many 99% of the world hold of. Maybe a Giveger held of this. The Granat's arguing to answer Giveger's kasha is that granted you're a muksik, but muksik loses to marikama. There's a fight here since. Since we read, you're granting, Lakachti means you're granting that he used to be his. He used to be his. He built it. He built the Beshutta. So this half used to be his. So the other guy has a Marikama. Now you dine at Lakachti. So you're going against his Marikama. You're Muksik. So it's a Muksik versus a Marikama. Muksik versus Marikama. Marikama wins.
Why didn't he Gaidrus for anything should be like that? Any Marikama.
Okay, it's a good question. Then, if however it's Shaul, but if it's not Gaidrus, or so then there's a Svara, there's a new Svara that comes in besides Muksik. Nothing to do with Muksik. There's an Umdina, Kol Ma'atachas Yada Hu Shalom. If something is not mine, what's it doing in my Rishus? How did your Ben get into my house? It flew. How did your thing get there? So there's a raya, the fact that it's in my possession, it's a raya, it's mine. So I win your marikama not with my muktzik, but with my raya, maybe with a combination, either a combination or alone, I don't know. But the raya is necessary to beat the marikama. Muktzik alone can't do it. Therefore, if you can get rid of the raya, then you lose. Goydris enam chazaka, because we have an explanation how it got there. The animals walk all over the place. So maybe my animal walked into your chutzner. So there's no raya. If we're shutzim, we also have an explanation. You're my shutzim. So you asked to borrow my pen. So I lent you my pen. You know, whatever it is. Shutzim lo kapti adadi. So I parked my car in your driveway because you're my shutzim. And I was coming home late from a wedding. I saw your driveway. Figured, okay, I'll park my pen, my car there. You're my good friend. Of course, I'm a great friend. Then you turn on the morning and you say, it's yours. You bought it. Okay, stab me in the back. But the Maisa, that's, so what Shutzim lo kapti adadi and Gaidras do is they take off the chazaka, the umdina of Maradachas Yadu Shalom, but they don't pashas attack the muktzik. The muktzik isn't a pashas. The muktzik is no raya. The muktzik is time of physical muktzik. Everything by muktzik, we know how you got it. You got it because it happened to be there beforehand, because you're the mara, you owned it so before, so you're still there by machle bar v'chamor. We know how you got it, but it's still a muktzik.
You don't need a taina. You do need a taina.
Of course, you need a taina, but a taina alone, thing a taina with the muktzik. Then cannot be the marikama. You don't have a taina, then you admit it's not yours. Of course you lose. But a taina alone and a muktzik will lose to a marikama unless you have a raya. And goydris and shutzim take off the raya. That's parshas pshat. Therefore, it comes out that by why do you win? Then Rikiv Eger has a good kasha. Because it comes out, that seems to be what Rikiv Eger held. Comes out that why are you believed to say la kapti? You're believed to say la kapti because also muktzik loses to marikama. The reason why you're believed to say la kapti is because shoh harbe is a raya. So if shoh harbe is a raya to say la kapti, so shoh harbe should be a raya to say I built it. That's what Kivega's kasha.
Without amigo,
yeah, because you don't need, you're winning with the raya. You're not winning with the muktzik, because muktzik loses to marikama. You're winning with your raya. If you're winning with your raya, so the raya should prove us that you built it. Comes along, supposedly the Granat, and says, no. If you read the way he quotes the Granat, so all the Shah Brashuso Harbe is not a raya. Shah Harbe is not a raya. You know why you win? You win. It seems like we'll say the simple reading in him. When it sounds like he's saying, but there's something missing. But just for the sake of clarity, we'll say it the way it sounds like he's saying.
Which part of the Granat should I be reading from?
I'm reading Rav Elchanan, making life easy to myself. But Rav Elchanan says that the that really show harbe is not chazaka. Call them out. Dachas yado shelo is a misnomer. There is no such raya. The fact that you're holding it said it's yours. Not a raya.
Where does he say that?
He says in the shamati the tar yishem and going around the tar chop to hold the show reshuso harbe.
I'm saying the concept of Shoh Harbe, which we want to create as a separate raya,
you don't have the svara of Shupte lo kapti adadi. So why are you winning? You're not winning. He's saying you're winning with your muktzik, not with your.
No. There is the raya of Shoh Harbe, which he's saying is not a raya, and then there's the raya of achzuki inish began v'loy achzakinan. That he is, which I believe is referring to the tfisasan muchachas olav. So there are two separate rayas over here. One of them he's saying is not a raya, but the other raya that a standard muktzik has, he will have.
So then, what was Rekiv Eger's kasha? what's it? They can give a kasha, klutz kasha. So if there's such a thing of
No,
so should also tell us that you bought it, you built it.
No, Rabbi Akiva Eger thought that Shohar is an actual raya, and if it's a raya for one, it's a raya for the other.
Well, what about this? Is that you said is another raya?
No, I'm saying there's another raya of Arzaki Inchi.
That's Kuba from Shohar Bay. Shohar Bay by Shutfim is the same as Shohu without Shutfim.
No, that's not what he's saying. Shohu Harbe is not a raya mikor Shohu Harbe. All it does is it removes the shutafin lekapi adadi, and then what are we left with? We're left with the regular raya of a muhsak. That a regular muhsak usually, unless it's gaidrais, unless it's shutafin lekapi adadi, he has that raya of achzekin shibigam v'lo achzekina. And that he still has over here, but Rabbi Akiva Eger thought.
So if you still have that raya, so that worked by still to prove us that he built it. So how you answer Akiva Eger's kasha?
We got to be building it. It's a tfisa rachash and a let us off.
So what? But you weren't winning with the raya.
No, but so he's saying although I have a muhsak over here, this muhsak is split.
You're winning with a raya that he's not a maxkinish because of Nusa, no maxkinish, nothing to do with muhsak.
But that tfisa of yours is the achashanah lara suffix.
So what? You're not winning with your tfisa. You're winning with the raya.
Which comes mikorach tfisa.
No, but it's just physical tfisa, but I don't care. I sent you the new granat. Now, it happens to be the old granat might be slightly different, but look at the paragraph in Nira. Dina Yesh Lakwa, that's the last column, paragraph in the first column. Hachazoko Tomach Fakas Yadahu Shalom. That's why if it's not Gaidris, you win, because Chazoko Tomach Fakas Yadahu Shalom. In other words, it's a raya. You're winning with this umdina. You're winning with your raya. We'll have to see. The kivin da chayfetz nimsa takas yado, nimsa ushalo b'taina. The man the takas yado ushal. That's just the taina. The zayecha b'chayvim shem the tavis ba b'chashem muksik. So he's really winning with the muksik, not with the raya. Right. Now the granat is being mechadesh according to the at least the way they're this version according to the granat. That the reason why. The simple pshat is that Marikama, there's a simple pshat again. Say it again. The simple pshat is that the fact that your avada gaidrit has a muktzik, avada shutvim have a muktzik. Muktzik lose to a Marikama. The reason why when you get rid of shutvim or kapti adade. Or you get rid of gaidris, you win, because there's an umdina of komat achas yada hushalo, which is based on umdina maxkinen inish because in nusalo maxkinen, and you win because you have an umdina. Then Rabbi Kiveger has a kasha. If I have an umdina there, I should have an umdina to tell me that I built it. Comes it on the granite and says you got everything wrong. The reason why there's no umdina here. The reason why you win is because you're muksik. What happened by gaidris and by shutvim? Somehow or another, those remove your kayach muksik. So just like structurally, we said Tvisa Lahaka Shinoda Savik somehow kills a Muksik. So somehow or another, you have to figure out the Svara, Goydris and Shutvim kill the Muksik. So he killed the Muksik. What?
I thought Marikama beats Muksik. So if it's a Muksik, how come Marikama
doesn't? No. Quite, that was the last chat. This chat is saying that really, that was in the Parship chat.
You can't change halacha. Marikama beats a muksik, right?
No, I am changing halacha. Thank you.
Oh, he's saying that none of those cases, you don't have muksik in any of those cases.
What?
Now, Rabbi is saying that there's no muksik in any of those cases.
That
and the halacha is not true that marikama beats a muksik?
That is correct. According to the second side, according to this shot in the granat is saying you got it all wrong.
It sounds like a fundamental in shas that should
okay, be either or not. I can't help it. But the way they're learning the Granat seems to say is you got it all wrong. Marikamo also loses to Muksik. If there's a real Muksik, Muksik beats Marikamo. The reason why Gaidris Einem Chazaka, the reason why Shutim Einem Chazaka is because Shutim and Gaidris, just like Tvisa Akar Shinoda Sovek destroys a Muksik. So this also has some kind of ability to destroy the Muksik. To figure out why. So there's no muksik. But if it's not gaidris, or if it's shoharbe, and in that case, shutan arkapti adadi, then you get a muksik. And once you get a muksik, so you win with your muksik.
And so if you say you owned it all along, it's still Akhanel of Suffolk?
If you say you owned it all along, then it's Fisa Akashal of Suffolk. So you can't win with your muksik. If you say you, so it's a very simple answer to Kivegas Kasha, except that it's missing a few steps. But structurally, that would answer Kivegas Kasha. When you say you, since you're winning, not Mikayach, Kivegas was assuming that you're winning with your Muksik. With your Raya. So Kivegas says, if you're winning with your Raya, the Raya should prove, just like the Raya proves you built it. The Raya should, and you bought it, the Raya should prove you built it. Comes along the granat and says, you're not winning with your Raya. You're winning with your Muksik. Muksik beats Marikama. If you're winning with your Muksik, so then why don't you win even if you're by Gaidris? Why don't you win even by Shutim? Because Shutim will cap the Adadi and Gaidris destroy your Muksik. They destroy the Muksik, but and you need Shutin or Kapti Adadi or non-Gaidris to bring back the Muksik. Once you have a Muksik, you win with the Muksik. So then Riki Vegas Kasha is no Kasha, because the reason why you're believed to say you bought it is because you have a Muksik, because it's Fisa Akashinoda Tzopik. The reason why you're believed to say you're not believed to say you built it is because it's Fisa. You can't win with the Muksik because that's Fisa. Tell them Shinoda Nasafik. Right? That would be structurally a very easy way of answering Kivegas Kasha. And that's what it sounds like, what the Granat is saying. That's what it sounds like Rav Elchanan is pointing the Granat. Right? That he's saying that I made a, that's not right. Muksik loses to a Marikama. Muksik beats a Marikama, not losing. Muksik beats a Marikama, and you're winning with the Muksik. You're not winning with the Raya. Right? And let's look at read the Rav Elchanan inside. It's not pretty much that's what he's saying. We're again find the Rav Elchanan. He says, the reason why you win with Shoh Harbe, ain't Beirusha Dizami Al Chakosh Shushano. It's not like Reki Vegas assumed you win because you have a Raya. You win because you have a Raya, so you, the same Raya should make you win with, I built it. No, there's not, it's not a Raya. Ain't Beirusha Dizami Al Chakosh Shushano. And all it does is it removes Shutan Okapti Adadi. And which I said, therefore allows you to be a muksik. But that's not right. I don't know. kimo ida lo yishotzim. Why? So these words need explanation. We'll come back because pisazim ukakazav sounds like it's a raya. So those words don't make sense, right? But if you skip those words, betainas lekuach lo shayik lomar. Because since you're winning with your muksik, because that can't win because it's fisa lakashon asafik. Don't tell in sha'akshav laka. Avo betoin anila asisi kula mitchila. He now me deleka memar kaigat shuna kapi adadi become go havi fisa lakashon asafik and you have no muksik. Right? So what Avo Chanan is saying is that really, muktzik beats marikama, but if you don't have shutin, if you have shutin lo kapti adadi, or you have gaidris, then you lose your muktzik.
How does that lose the muktzik?
What?
How does shutfin lo kapti and shol harbe address muktzik? These sounds like these are logical raya terms.
Okay, so that's what we have to understand. So what it seems like, anyone know the answer to that? But since we're on our last day, we have to go a little quick. How does Shutan Okapti Adadi and Gaidris destroy the muktzik?
We're going to have next week also, right? Next Wednesday.
I don't want to wait a whole week to go into it. So it sounds like what the Granat is saying.
Shutan Okapti Adadi, I could hear more easily than Gaidris, because maybe it's not really considered your Rishus in a sense. Since Shutan Okapti, it's not really your Rishus.
Yeah, okay, but it's not going to help for Gaidris.
Right, it's not.
Right. It sounds like Rav Chanan. It sounds like you have to read the Granat. I think he's saying is there's such a thing. Muktzik is just why is Tfisa Nachashon or something no good? Because it doesn't look it's like you're a holding of a Genevadika holding. Genevadika holding is not a muktzik. You're not a muktzik. You're a ganav. A ganav is not a muktzik. A muktzik is only a muktzik if when he holds it, he looks like an owner. That part of muktzik is at least you have to look like an owner. You have to be holding it. So if everybody assumes the starting point is he's the marikama, so the starting point is his. Now you're holding it. Oh, of course you're holding it because it's your ishutet. Ishutet look after the adadi. Oh, you're holding his horse, of course, because it's Gaidris. He walked into your Rishus. If I would ask anyone on the street, what's your gut reaction? How do you explain, you know, this is Yanko's cow, he's a Marikama. How do you explain that Yanko's cow is in his Rishus? Oh, because he walked in. So that Gupa makes us not a Muksik. The Marikama here. Since the Marikama is the starting point, that we assume that's the other guy's object. And there's an explanation how it got to you. So your holding doesn't look like a holding of ownership. So mimele, it's not a muksik. A muksik has to be that you're holding it and you look like an owner. You don't know if you're the owner, but you look like the owner.
How does a machlef parba chamor and sharshanaga chasaporo look like an owner?
Because you're holding it.
That doesn't make you look like a
that's what happened, but there's no marikama there, so we don't know. So you're holding it, okay? But here, in a certain sense, I ask a person, well, how do you, you know, what do you think when you see, you know, Yanko holding someone else, the David's cow, Elsie, he walked in. What's the shaila? He walked in. Yeah, his cow walked. He walked into my house too. His dog is always walking into my yard. His dog walks all over the place. You know.
So this is
It doesn't look. It looks. It's not just that. It doesn't look. It's not a raya. The look of the holding it looks like you're holding it because it's his. So that's a begam in the holding. A holding has to be that you look like the owner. You're acting like an owner. I say a guy of a guy can't grab and then say I'm muksik. Even if you hold tfisa nachashon or something helps, you know, no one's gonna say that a guy that according to Rav Hamnuna, let's take Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna holds visa hakashana sofik how it works, right? So by takva kohen emel timo samiado. So what happens if Reuven walks over to Shimon? He grabs Shimon's purse. And they say, hey, what'd you do? I bought it yesterday. And it's Tvisa Laka Shoda Stopek. It works. And I hold like Rav Hamnuna. I claim I bought it. So Terrence says that's not a Tvisa. You, anyone who saw you grabbing, saw you a robber. The police are going to come. So when the gut reaction of your grabbing, the assumption is that you're a robber, or it's then that doesn't, then everyone agrees it's not a tfisa, right? I think it's a good right, right? According to Rav Hamnuna, why can't you just grab someone's thing and then say you bought it?
Well, over here,
that's not a tfisa, because it's not a, you're not a type, you're a ganav. A ganav is not a type, even according to Rav Hamnuna. So
isn't that a Shiloh? They say in chatafti, v'di chatafti. He says, yeah.
I don't know. I don't have the keys. I don't know.
Isn't a Maisa Geneva different than a Goydris? Does a Maisa Geneva
the same idea? Because just like there, we say that you're holding not a Muktzik because you're holding. Everybody assumes that you're holding it because you're a ganav. What we saw, you know, when the people are going to call the police on you, that's a gut reaction. So when people see Gaidris, the gut reaction is you're holding his thing. So because everyone knows he's the Marikama, not everyone, but you know, anyone who knows anything, who knows halacha, knows that he's the Marikama. And he knows that the minig of the cows, of Elsie the cow, is that she walks around. So when they see Elsie the cow in your rishus, no one thinks that you bought it. They say, push it. It's not even a suffix. What the Granat seems to say is that you need at least something. What Shaul Harbig does is Shaul Harbig awakens our curiosity. He says, not so simple. Wait a second. I'm not going to swear. I'm not going to assume for sure that the reason why it's in his reshus is because shuptan lo kapti adadi, because it's a little manda. So once that we're not sure, then you have a muksik. In other words, it doesn't act as a biur, it just takes away the way that's what these lie mean. That's what it seems from the Granat. That the shuptan, that shuptan lo kapti adadi makes us an automatic assumption that we assume automatically, the starting point is that the reason why you're holding it is because you're shuttas. Goydris, the reason why you're holding it is because the animal walked into the rishus. So memeda, a ganav, the reason why you're holding it is because you're a ganav. So memeda, that when that's the natural assumption of why you're holding it, then you're holding it as no meaning. But when Bezdin, it was saying, when a person sees it, holding it, I don't know why he's holding it. You know, it's a good shayla. It's a little matna. Could be he's holding it because Shutan or Kapti Adadi. But on the other hand, it was Shaul Harbig. So I don't know. That's not a raya. There's no rayas here. But something's fishy going on. So I don't know why he's holding it. It's just weird, strange. Oh, you don't know why he's holding it. It's possible he's holding it because he owns it. Oh, so then he's a muktzik. He's a muktzik. Muktzik beats Marikama. That seems the way how he's learning the Granat. That you need something to make a question. And once there's a question, then you become a muktzik. You don't need a raya. You just need a question. If there's no question, then it's for sure the other guy, then you're not even a muktzik. When you're for sure holding the other guy's thing, that's not a muktzik. The only way you become a muktzik is when there's a question, maybe it's yours. So the Shaul Harbig creates a question. doesn't make a raya. Just makes a question. Once there's a question, you're a muktzik. And when you're a muktzik, you beat a marikama. So then when you're really beating the marikama is not with the raya, because there is no raya. You're winning with the muktzik. So then when you tie it up, I built it, you don't have muktzik as a tzvizik achash and ora safek. No, not good. Everyone's speechless.
Does this fit with the idea of mandakov like heve, or we're really radically changing muktzik, or saying no, in order to activate mandakov like heve, you have to have a question?
Right, because it's not called mandakov like heve, because you don't really hold it. That's not called a holding. When you hold it, and everybody assumes you're holding it for the other guy, because the shutin or kapti, so everyone assumes that you're holding it because you're just a shutif, or you're holding it because it's gaidris. So it's not, there is no mandakov that gave, because you're not really holding it. I don't know.
And why by machle parba chamor that's considered holding, even though everyone knows how it got there.
You know, but there's no marikama, so there's a suffix. We have a suffix who owns a vlad. So there's a possibility, as long as there's a suffix. You just need a suffix. That there's something that was ma'irer a suffix. By machlef barav hamor, we have a suffix. By suffix b'chor, we have a suffix. So by suffix b'chor, even if you grabbed it, you're a muksik, because there's a suffix there. No one's going to deny this. There's a suffix. Once there's a suffix, I don't know how it fits exactly. You have a good point that it doesn't exactly fit into what's it, if it's mandakov lekeva, so who cares? For it, I have it. I don't know. But that seems to be what he's saying. If there's a makhle parva chamor, safek bechor, kosov, bayis aliyah shenafau, in all those cases, it was a safek. The moment there's a safek, you're holding it, you're muksik. You're muksik, muksik beats marikama. No problem. But over here, if by Gaidris, by Shutvim, the Gaidris and Shutvim makes, and this is a Marikama. So we starting point is that we assume it belongs to the other guy. Edema, you're holding it. That doesn't, that's not anything unusual, because it's either Gaidris or Shutvim. Vimeda, there's nothing to bring out to be Ma'irer the suffix. If there's nothing to bring out the suffix, so then your tfisa is not a valid tfisa. There's nothing to bring out the suffix. The tfisa without a suffix is not a tfisa.
Is he a muksik or not?
So it depends. That's what we're saying. We're saying that whether or not he's a muksik, whether or not he's physically holding, but whether or not he has a halachic din muksik, depends whether or not there was a metzias of a suffix, a metzias of a suffix. So if without the dim muksik, because you can't, that would be circular. We have to have a metzias of a suffix before you bring in the halachic keach muksik. You have to have a suffix. So if there's a marikama, so starting point is there's no suffix. So there has to be something which, and if there's no suffix, so then your muksik is not a muksik, because you're like, it's like holding a bigeneva. You're holding his thing. We assume for sure it belongs to the other person. That's a starting point. Then we see you holding it. So okay, you're holding the other guy's thing. So there's no, that's not a muksik. If a guy kind of holds something, we don't consider a muksik.
That's piece of shachan also suffix?
What? Nothing to do with Fisak and Shalat Safik. No, it's a different principle. It's a muksik that the assumption is that it's not yours, it's not a muksik. The new principle. A muksik, if the starting point is that we have that it's that the other guy owns it, he's the Marikama. And there's no reason, there's no drawer de Mamina. There's no reason to assume that it's yours. So when you hold it, it's considered what we see is a geneva. We don't see an ownership. So that's not a muktzik. A ganav, when a muktzik is possession, a ganav isn't possession. A ganav, you know, the police are going to rip it out of his hands and give it back to the original owner. A ganav is a is not a, when a person's holding something derech geneva, he doesn't look like a muktzik. He's not a muktzik.
So we can't just, and that's that. We can't just say that by a regular, by the case of Bika, when it falls into one guy's shoes, we wouldn't say that. When one guy's holding it, we had to come on to
by Bika, it depends. If he's signing, it depends what he's signing.
Why do you have to come on to Tzvi Zasher? Just say this line, like Rebbe said, he looks like a ganav. He has no muksakayas. He's done. We had two people holding it by wall. We had shorts for him. He's done. He's not a muksak. He looks like a ganav.
No, because that's only after you say that the drawer de minor paskins that it belongs to both of them. But otherwise, we have a suffix. We don't know who built the wall. We don't know who built the walls. We have a suffix. So they don't look like a guy. We don't know. It's only after David says mechadesh that drawer de minor created a psak din yachloiku. So then now you're going, now we have an establishment. We have a vadai pashtas. A vadai starting point. Now you want to go against that, so you look like a ganav. But if you wouldn't have that point, that there's a suffix, a bais aliyah, there is a muktzik, because there was no drar de mina, there was no psakten yachlaiku. So if the bais aliyah, you know, it falls down, we don't, and it falls into your rishos, so you're the muktzik. There's no logical proof, of course not, but I'm a muktzik. There's a suffix. I'm the muktzik. I'm not holding it as a ganav. There's a suffix that it might be mine. So if there's a suffix that it might be mine, then I'm not holding out the ganava. So I win with my muktzik. So even if there'd be a marikava, I would win by bias on here with my muktzik.
Well, maybe it just fell into your rishus. Just like Gojas that walked in, maybe this one just fell in.
Since there was a suffix. Before it fell, there was a suffix, so and there was no automatic din yachloiku. So once there's a suffix, the way we're saying is if there's a suffix, then a holding is a holding. We have an explanation by Tukva Kohen. We know how it got into the Kohen's hands. We know it got into the Israel's hands. The Israel got it because his animal gave birth. We know how the Kohen got it because he grabbed it. You don't need. We're not saying that the holding is a raya. We're saying that in order for what the granada is saying is, the structure is, when Kiveger asked Akasha, why are you not meant to say you bought and not built? Teretz is because you're not nemen with a raya, you're nemen with a muksik. The muksik is why you're not meant to say you bought. If the muksik is what makes you nemen to say you bought, so why doesn't the muktzik tell you you built? That is because their assumption is that it's not yours, so it's not a muktzik. You need a shutin, you need the raya, the shoharbe, not as a raya, but to create a suffix. Then you can be considered muktzik. But cause mind that we don't have shoharbe, then there's no suffix. Everyone assumes for sure it's not yours. So then there's no tfisa. There's no tfisa when it all starts with the starting point. The starting point is we assume it's a marikamis, and there's no reason to clear. So anyone who sees you holding it just assumes you're a ganav or shutan okapti or gaijus or whatever it is. So then that's not a tfisa. You can't win with your muksik because that's not called a muksik.
If it's show harbe, why don't you win when you say banisi? Because it's tfisa lachashanel or suffix?
Right, that's what the Granat's saying.
Muktzik beats marikama, but only if
it's a muktzik.
And only
tfisa lachashanel or suffix don't come out of muktzik.
Why is it not a muktzik?
That's a din of tfisa lachashanel or suffix. There's different, a few things that kill muktzik. The Gemara comes out in Bar Mitzvah, the tfisa lachashanel or suffix is not a muktzik. Okay?
Is it a similar kind of logic that we're saying now? There's two totally different reasons that kill the muktzik.
I don't know. I suspect it's a similar logic, but I don't know offhand. It's you know, we're offhand. So I don't know. But we bask in Tfisa Akhar HaSafik doesn't work. The reason why it doesn't work is that's a pgam in the muktzik. So just like that's a pgam in the muktzik, so a Tfisa up against a Marei Kama where the assumption is that it's not yours and there's no basis to clear is also a pgam in the muktzik. So Memeve, Shoh Harbe, all Shoh Harbe does is makes a suffix. It makes a question. It makes room to clear. Oh, there's room to clear. Okay. So then you win with your muksik. So you come along and you say, I built it. I bought it. Oh, you're muksik. You're not winning with a raya. The raya is not, it's not enough. Shoh Harbe is not enough to make a raya. It's only enough to be ma'orer a suffix. That's what Rav Gonat, I believe, is saying. If you look especially in the old Gonat, it's a little bit clearer, I think. But Shoh Harbe is enough to make for a suffix. It creates a suffix. Once there's a suffix, you're muksik. If you're muksik, you win with your muksik. But not if it's fisa hacha shenol ha-suffix, because fisa hacha shenol ha-suffix kills muksik. Sandy, what do you say? You don't like this, John?
I'm okay with that. I'm not sure why we have to come on to this thing that it's destroying the muhzak completely. My understanding was always that muhzak can have two parts to it. There's the physical muhzak that we say, man de kaiv lekeva, and that as long as you're holding on to it, you have that.
Right.
And that's never taken away from you. And then we have also somewhat of this raya of Marzakina Nij because Nanu Salay Marzakina.
Right. Does the raya work by itself or do they have to work in conjunction?
I always understood that that's part of the muhzak. So
Mekiv Eger's Kasha seems to have been that he learned that the raya worked by itself.
Oh, yeah, but not this raya, the raya of Shoh Harbe. That Shoh Harbe was a raya bifnei atzmoy. And that worked by itself, and that should work whether it's the guy saying the kachtia or the guy saying I built it.
But everyone agrees that all Shoh Harbe does is takes off. Shoh Harbe is no better than not Shoh Harbe by Shutfim. It's the same thing.
To me, it looks like that's what the
Avochana to say that. Shoh Harbe is just by a Shutfim. It takes off that once it's Shoh Harbe, even a Shutfim would be makbid.
I know the first day of the sugya, I asked Levi, is Shoh Harbe a raya bifnei atzmai?
I don't know.
I believe Levi said that it's a raya,
He's, I mean, it's partial. Levi said, what does Shoh Harbe do? That a shutif would not be, all Shoh Harbe does is it takes the shutif wouldn't leave it so long.
So that's a raya, meaning if
it's only, but it's only by shutif. But if you're not a shutif, then what's the difference? Then, you know, then it, by non-shutif, Shoh Harbe and non-Shoh Harbe is the same thing.
Well, is that correct? I mean, if another guy, we know that he knows that his animal is by me for the past 3 years. Yeah, we say that Godros, the guy doesn't know where it is. But let's say the guy knew that it was there for 3 years. You would say the same thing, that it's a raya, that it was by me.
Okay, but it based on, okay. But when you don't have, but the svara is, but that because it's gaidris. I think that this part that I call that Shoh Harbe is just now you let it's like Shoh without the heart by Shutif. That I think is not as there of a Khan's finish.
So that's the point where
that's not, even if you say that and it brings it down to cancels out the Shutif on the Kapti, that's easy step. That you could still have a raya. Because he's holding it. The Tfisa is a raya. It sounds like the main chiddush here is there's no raya at all.
What? No, I'm saying that the Rav Chanan's chiddush is right. Rav Chanan, because Rav Chanan, the Rav Chanan assumed, when the way I learned it is, Rav Chanan, the Havanina was that muksik, the fact that you have no raya, is still a muksik. Gedrus is still a muksik. Fourth is a mandikov and a keva. Right, that's like what you're in. The gaidra, so what? There's still a mandikov they gave her. And so what if it's a shutif? There's still a mandikov they gave her. So the reason why they lose to a marikama, they lose, you have to say that marikama beats muksik. So then how does Shoh Harbe win or non-gaidras win? You have to say the umnina beats the marikama. To which Rav Kiveger asked the kasha, if the umnina beats the marikama, and wins to say you bought it. So the Omdina should tell you you built it because you're winning with your Omdina. And the Granat, no, you're not winning with the Omdina. The Omdina was only enough to create a Suffolk. And the Suffolk was necessary to make a Muktzik. But now you're winning with a Muktzik. Oh, you're winning with your Muktzik. So of course you can't win by your Nisi. There's no Muktzik there. It's Visa. Okay, I don't know. Do me a favor, if you got a chance, look at the, oh, we still got 3 minutes, but okay, I don't, but I'll hear with anyone else, but we should look at there's the old Granat, I'll send it out to the guy. The old Granat is a little bit written, you know, I don't know if you have time, but the old Granat is written a little clearer than the new Granat, maybe even a little different. The in the world, I don't know, I think they like the old Granat better because that's the original. The original Granat, they like it better. So, okay.
How's the Migu talking to it though? How does the Migu now says that what? Now that's a Migu Lahachzik, and there's now, Lamaisa, I'm really a Muchzik here.
What, the Migu?
Yeah.
Migui where? Migui tells you that you built it?
Yeah.
It's not a Migui can be the Marikama.
I'm saying, but how's the Migui talk? The Migui's, believe me that I built it and I'm a Muxik.
I'm not a Muxik.
Why not? Now, maybe just said I'm a Muxik now because I'm so Harbe. I took off any problem. Now I'm back to a Muxik, right?
One second. The Migui, Shaw Harbe. Okay, so I'm a Muxik too. You're right.
Yes, sir.
I'm saying, I don't know if you need that. It could be Migui beats Marikama alone. I don't know. But maybe also you're a Muxik too. Okay.
Is there a big difference between saying what we're saying now, that it's all about the Muxik and there's no Raya really going on, versus, and the Muxik beating the Marikama, versus saying it really is a Raya of Cheskas Kolma, but for that to work, you need to have a muxik in place to activate the raya. And you don't have a muxik by Taino Benisi.
Yeah, but what does that mean? Why do you need a muxik to activate the raya? Like raya and muxik seem to be on like nothing to do with each other. It seems to be like two different worlds. Muxik is a illogical thing, and raya is logic. Like, how do they activate each other?
Maybe the raya is not strong enough. I don't know. I'm just putting a structure. I don't know.
Okay, I don't know. In other words, the Granat's answer is that the mandic covenant, the raya alone doesn't do it. Yeah, you're right. There could be other structures. I agree.
The big chiddush over here is it's really changing the whole way this muxik is working, and the muxik beats marikama. There are sort of big chiddushim in the way that we're saying it now.
Yes. So do me a favor. I'm gonna go right now, so I don't forget. I'm sending the other Granat. If you have time, you can look at it. Yeah, you have a whole week. And Be'ez Hashem, so we'll next Wednesday at 8:15, we'll start something new. I don't know. Probably, hopefully, we'll have something in this diocese. Hopefully, it will be a different point because we only have also one, but we'll see something.